to Autosave. I'm Camille Salazar-Hadaway here with my co-host, Mr. Nick Andrade. Hello, Nick.
How's it going, Cam? Are you excited for the next game that we have decided to play that I believe was your choice, and I'm very happy that you chose this one.
Yeah, I am really excited, mostly because it was my choice, so I'm getting what I want, which is always the best thing in life. But no, it is honestly a really great game. I think it's a game that has defined a console's capacity and like really, you know, I was trying to tease this so much so then I would lead up to the reveal of the game. But I think I'll just say the game because I think it speaks for itself. We are doing, or do we do this? Okay, are we going to do this together?
We can do it together.
Okay. We are going to play through God of War. That's horrible. But yeah, we are going to be playing God of War 2018. This is a God of War game that obviously, I think, changed the perspective of a franchise for a generation of fans while also getting new fans on board. And also, this game is just awesome. It's flipping amazing. And I think that's why we chose it. But Nick, you know, why was it that when I proposed God of War, you're like, oh, okay, cool. Let's do it.
Well, one, I hadn't played it in a long time. I'm not even sure if I remembered finishing it or not because there's so many games that I've had that have just laid on my shelf full of dust that I keep forgetting to play. So I wanted to jump back in and I'm so glad that we did. And then we are going through this is because this game is freaking awesome. And it's not even like you talked about it. It changed the franchise completely. God of War 3, it was a massive success on the PS3. I remember, you know, my friends back in the day, I'm an old man, but taking work off or taking school off to play God of War 3. And I remember playing God of War 3. I was never a huge, huge fan of God of War because I didn't like the way that it played. It almost felt a little cartoony to me. I didn't like the way that you attacked with your Blades of Chaos and stuff like that. And then the way that they had almost modernized it in a Last of Us Uncharted-y type of way just amplified it so much. And it's so, like, the story is so, like, just great. And the perspective of even playing, like, the way it handles and everything like that, it made me such a fan. I'm glad that we jumped into it because I really wanted to get my hands on it.
Yeah, I think you said it really well. Like, it definitely redefined the franchise, but it also stands as like one of the most iconic PlayStation exclusive games out there because they did the story so well. They put so much love into the story. And it was a part of that generation, you know, the Last of Us generation, the Uncharted generation, and now you have God of War that really stand as like this holy trinity of PlayStation exclusives that stand the test of time. And I do say that this game stands the test of time and will continue to stand the test of time. And also in anticipation for, I don't know, a little game called God of War Ragnarok, we thought it'd be pretty cool to revisit the game that restarted it all for PlayStation fans.
That's exactly what I was going to say too. Like Ragnarok is coming out. I can say it's
probably... Ragnarok is coming.
It is, literally. But it's probably one of the most anticipated games ever. Not even just of the year, of next year, whenever it finally decides to come out, but it is probably one of the most anticipated games ever, and especially what we have seen so far in trailers and stuff like that. It's getting people really excited. However, I found out as well, before we get into this God of War, that it may also be the last of this journey, which is crazy to me because it seems like there's just so much story that could be told, especially the first God of War saga in Greek mythology has covered such a long spanning length of time.
It has. And, you know, we could talk about it over and over again and say that God of War 2018 is a great one. But why don't you just follow us along the journey and go through it with us and decide for yourself if you enjoy the game as well. So join us on Autosave as we dive into Norse mythology with the God of War, Kratos.